Frogs into Princes by John Grinder and Richard Bandler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: Frogs into Princes, written by John Grinder and Richard Bandler, is a book about neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. NLP is an approach to communication, personal development, and psychotherapy that was developed in the 1970s. The authors explain how NLP works and provide practical exercises for readers to use in their own lives. They also discuss the history of NLP and its applications in various fields such as education, business, healthcare, sports psychology, law enforcement training, salesmanship training, and more. The book begins with an introduction to NLP, which explains what it is and why it works. It then goes on to describe the three main components of NLP: sensory acuity, language patterns, and behavior modeling. These are explained in detail so that readers can understand how they work together to create change within individuals or groups. The authors also discuss how these techniques can be used for self-improvement or therapy. In addition to discussing the basics of NLP theory and practice, Frogs into Princes provides detailed instructions on specific techniques such as anchoring, associating positive feelings with certain words or phrases, reframing, changing one's perspective on a situation, and submodalities, the way we perceive our internal representations. There are also chapters devoted to understanding body language signals as well as using hypnosis for therapeutic purposes. Finally, there are several case studies included throughout the book which demonstrate how people have successfully applied these principles in real-life situations. This makes Frogs into Princes not only informative but inspiring too. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Reframing. Reframing is a technique used to help people change their perspectives on a situation by changing the way they think about it. It involves looking at the same situation from a different angle and finding a new way to interpret it. Summary: Reframing is a technique used to help people change their perspectives on a situation by changing the way they think about it. It involves looking at the same situation from a different angle and finding a new way to interpret it, allowing for a more positive outlook. Main idea number 2. Anchoring. Anchoring is a technique used to help people associate a particular feeling or emotion with a certain stimulus. Summary: Anchoring is a technique used to help people associate a particular feeling or emotion with a certain stimulus, allowing them to access that feeling or emotion more easily in the future. Main idea number 3. Submodalities. Submodalities are the different qualities of a person's internal representations of their experiences. Summary: Submodalities are the different qualities of a person's internal representations of their experiences, such as size, color, and intensity. By changing these qualities, people can change their emotional responses to certain situations. Main idea number 4. Strategies. Strategies are the mental processes that people use to achieve a desired outcome. Summary: Strategies are the mental processes that people use to achieve a desired outcome. By understanding and changing these strategies, people can achieve their goals more effectively. Main idea number 5. Beliefs. Beliefs are the ideas and assumptions that people hold about themselves and the world around them. Summary: Beliefs are the ideas and assumptions that people hold about themselves and the world around them. By changing these beliefs, people can create new possibilities for themselves and their lives. Main idea number 6. Metaphors. Metaphors are stories or images that can be used to help people understand complex concepts. Summary: Metaphors are stories or images that can be used to help people understand complex concepts. By using metaphors, people can gain insight into their own behavior and beliefs and make changes accordingly. Main idea number 7. Hypnosis. Hypnosis is a state of altered consciousness in which people can access their subconscious mind. Summary: hypnosis is a state of altered consciousness in which people can access their subconscious mind. By using hypnosis, people can make changes to their behavior and beliefs more easily and effectively. Main idea number 8. Neurolinguistic programming, NLP. NLP is a set of techniques used to help people change their behavior and beliefs. Summary: neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is a set of techniques used to help people change their behavior and beliefs. By using NLP, people can create new possibilities for themselves and their lives. Main idea number 9. Self-talk. Self-talk is the internal dialogue that people have with themselves. Summary: self-talk is the internal dialogue that people have with themselves. By changing the way they talk to themselves, people can create new possibilities for themselves and their lives. Main idea number 10. Visualization. Visualization is a technique used to help people create mental images of their desired outcomes. Summary: visualization is a technique used to help people create mental images of their desired outcomes. By visualizing their goals, people can create a roadmap for achieving them. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Reframing is a powerful technique used to help people change their perspectives on a situation. It involves looking at the same situation from a different angle and finding new ways to interpret it, allowing for more positive outlooks. Reframing can be used in many areas of life, such as relationships, work, health, and finances. The process of reframing begins by identifying the current frame or perspective that you have about the situation. Once this has been identified, you can then look for alternative frames or interpretations that may provide more helpful insights into how to approach the problem. This could involve changing your focus from what's wrong with the situation to what's right with it, shifting your attention away from negative aspects towards positive ones, or even considering how an issue might benefit you in some way. By using reframing techniques regularly, individuals are able to gain greater clarity and insight into their situations, which can lead them towards making better decisions and taking action that will bring about desired outcomes. Main idea number 2. Anchoring is a powerful psychological technique that can be used to help people access certain feelings or emotions more easily. It involves associating a particular stimulus, such as a sound, smell, or image, with an emotion. This allows the person to recall the feeling associated with the stimulus whenever they encounter it again in the future. The idea of anchoring was first introduced by John Grinder and Richard Bandler in their book Frogs into Princes. They argued that by linking an emotional state to a specific trigger, we can create anchors, which allow us to quickly access those states when needed. For example, if someone wanted to feel more confident before giving a presentation at work, they could use anchoring techniques to associate positive feelings with something like taking deep breaths or visualizing success. Anchoring is an effective tool for helping people manage their emotions and increase their confidence in various situations. By creating anchors between stimuli and desired emotional states, individuals are able to quickly access these states when needed. Main idea number 3. Submodalities are the different qualities of a person's internal representations of their experiences. These can include size, color, intensity, location in space and time, brightness or darkness, clarity or fuzziness, and so on. By changing these qualities within our own minds, we can change how we feel about certain situations. For example, if you have an unpleasant memory that is large and bright, then by making it smaller and dimmer, you may be able to reduce the emotional impact it has on you. The concept of submodalities was first introduced by John Grinder and Richard Bandler in their book Frogs into Princes. They argued that people could use this technique to gain control over their emotions and reactions to events in life. This idea has since been developed further, with many practitioners using submodality techniques as part of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, for treating anxiety disorders. By understanding how our internal representations work, we can learn to modify them in order to create more positive outcomes for ourselves. Submodality techniques allow us to take control over our thoughts and feelings, which can help us lead happier lives. Main idea number 4. Strategies are the mental processes that people use to achieve a desired outcome. By understanding and changing these strategies, people can become more effective in achieving their goals. Strategies involve breaking down complex tasks into smaller steps, setting realistic goals, developing problem-solving skills, and using positive reinforcement to motivate oneself. Additionally, it is important to be aware of one's own strengths and weaknesses when creating strategies for success. John Grinder and Richard Bandler's book Frogs into Princes provides an in-depth look at how strategies can be used to help individuals reach their full potential. The authors discuss how different types of thinking patterns can lead to successful outcomes or failure depending on the situation. They also provide practical advice on how to develop new strategies that will work best for each individual person. By utilizing the principles outlined in Frogs into Princes, individuals can learn how to create effective strategies that will help them reach their goals faster and with greater ease than ever before. With this knowledge, they will have the tools necessary for success no matter what challenges life throws at them. Main idea number 5. Beliefs are powerful forces that shape our lives. They can be positive or negative, and they influence how we think, feel, and act. Our beliefs determine what we believe is possible for ourselves and the world around us. By changing our beliefs, we can create new possibilities for ourselves. John Grinder and Richard Bandler's book Frogs into Princes explores this concept in depth. It explains how people can use their own thoughts to change their beliefs and ultimately transform their lives. The authors provide practical tools to help readers identify limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering ones. Frogs into Princes encourages readers to take control of their lives by examining the power of belief systems. Through understanding these systems, individuals can learn how to make conscious choices about which beliefs will serve them best in any given situation. Main idea number 6. Metaphors are powerful tools for understanding complex concepts. They provide a way to make abstract ideas more concrete and easier to comprehend. By using metaphors, people can gain insight into their own behavior and beliefs and make changes accordingly. For example, if someone is feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, they might use the metaphor of being in a boat on stormy seas. This image helps them visualize the situation they're in and gives them an opportunity to think about how they could navigate through it successfully. Metaphors also allow us to explore our emotions without getting too bogged down in details or analysis. For instance, if someone is feeling anxious about something, they might imagine themselves as a bird flying away from danger. This image allows them to express their fear without having to delve too deeply into why it exists. Ultimately, metaphors offer us a way of looking at things differently so that we can better understand ourselves and our experiences. By using stories or images that resonate with us personally, we can gain new perspectives on difficult situations and find creative solutions. Main idea number 7. Hypnosis is a state of altered consciousness in which people can access their subconscious mind. Through hypnosis, individuals are able to make changes to their behavior and beliefs more easily and effectively than they would be able to do through conscious effort alone. This process involves the hypnotist guiding the individual into a relaxed state, allowing them to focus on specific thoughts or ideas that will help them achieve desired outcomes. The techniques used by hypnotists vary depending on the goals of the individual being hypnotized. For example, some may use suggestion therapy in order to help an individual overcome fears or phobias, while others may use visualization techniques in order to help someone reach a certain goal or outcome. Hypnotic induction is also commonly used as it helps individuals enter into a trance-like state where they are more open and receptive to suggestions. In addition, hypnosis has been found effective for treating physical ailments such as chronic pain, headaches, digestive issues, and even skin conditions like eczema. It can also be helpful for improving mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. Ultimately, Hypnosis provides individuals with an opportunity to explore their innermost thoughts and feelings in order to gain insight into themselves and create positive change. Main idea number 8. Neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is a set of techniques used to help people change their behavior and beliefs. It was developed in the 1970s by John Grinder and Richard Bandler, two American linguists who studied how language affects our thoughts and behaviors. NLP uses a combination of cognitive psychology, hypnosis, linguistics, and other disciplines to create an effective system for personal transformation. At its core, NLP is based on the idea that we can use language to influence our own thinking patterns. By using specific words or phrases in certain ways, we can alter our mental state and even reprogram ourselves with new habits or beliefs. This process involves understanding how language works at both conscious and unconscious levels so that it can be used as a tool for self-improvement. NLP has been used successfully in many areas such as business coaching, therapy, sports performance enhancement, education, sales training, and more. It has also been applied to help people overcome phobias or addictions as well as improve relationships with others. Ultimately, it provides individuals with the tools they need to make positive changes in their lives. Main idea number 9. Self-talk is the internal dialogue that people have with themselves. It can be positive or negative, and it affects how we think and feel about ourselves. By changing the way they talk to themselves, people can create new possibilities for themselves and their lives. John Grinder and Richard Bandler's book Frogs into Princes explains how self-talk works and provides strategies for using it to make positive changes in our lives. They explain that by recognizing our own thoughts as separate from reality, we can begin to challenge them and replace them with more helpful ones. This process of reframing helps us gain control over our emotions, beliefs, behaviors, and ultimately our destiny. The authors also discuss techniques such as visualization, which help us focus on what we want rather than what we don't want. Through this practice of focusing on desired outcomes instead of problems or obstacles, we are able to manifest a better future for ourselves. Main idea number 10. Visualization is a powerful technique that can help people create mental images of their desired outcomes. By visualizing their goals, they can gain clarity on what it will take to achieve them and develop a roadmap for success. Visualization helps to focus the mind on the end goal, allowing individuals to break down complex tasks into smaller steps and visualize each step along the way. John Grinder and Richard Bandler's book Frogs into Princes explains how visualization works by using an example of someone who wants to learn how to play tennis. The authors suggest that this person should first imagine themselves playing tennis with perfect form and accuracy. This visualization exercise allows them to see in their mind's eye exactly what they need to do in order for them to become proficient at playing tennis. By visualizing their desired outcome, people are able to set realistic expectations for themselves and stay motivated throughout the process of achieving their goals. Visualization also helps individuals identify any potential obstacles or challenges that may arise during the journey toward success. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.